Klinkenberg says, this rule especially applies to women.
Wait a minute.
Sometimes use company parties to strut their stuff? Really?
Klinkenberg. Maybe we should make a movie called Klinkenberg Rules.
Klinkenberg Rules.
And it's all about the sexist.
And she's a woman.
Yeah.
Hilke Klinkenberg.
Well, she's internalized sexism already. We can see that.
And the catchphrase will be, Klinkenberg! Klinkenberg!
Get Klinkenberg in here.
Get Klinkenberg in there. This is like something for Klinkenberg. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
It's pretty funny, though. All right, so welcome. This is our annual holiday survival guide. For those of you out there, we want to help you get through the holidays, through Kwanzaa, through Christmas, through Hanukkah.
Yeah, whatever you got.
Whatever you got, we got something for you to help you get through
during it. During this joyful times of celebration,
yes.
We're going to help you through.
We're going to help you through. Yeah. But first, I'd just like to throw up, just in case it doesn't come up in the podcast, booze.
Yes.
Okay. So, Katie, what do you want to kick off with?
I'll kick it off with 5 tips for great sex during the holidays.
Yeah, because you got to keep knocking boots.
Yes.
Throughout the holiday season.
Think that at the end of the year, that means an end to your sex life? I know. That's,
okay.
That's what that brought me.
As 2016 closes out, I close my legs.
Yeah. We're getting to the end. And
yes,
close
yes.
for business.
Just wrap it up, shake it off, we're done.
Just because you're running around like the proverbial chicken trying to get everything done.
Okay.
That's not it. But does it mean that your intimate life has to be put on the shelf?
Okay.
How do I know that couples stop having sex over the holidays? First of all, many couples drop out in December because they're too busy to work on their sex life.
Yeah. Okay.
Second, the phone lights up in January with calls from couples who grow sad and disappointed with their intimacy over the holidays.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, there's only one way to fix that. Get back in the saddle.
Yeah. The holidays are a romantic time of year with high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Watching ads of happy couples giving and receiving kisses, hugs, and gifts can be a reminder that you don't have that in your own life.
Okay, so number one, I know. Number one, I didn't cut the cord. I don't think about the holidays of seeing a lot of, I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV. I know you watch some TV, but it's not like, you're not inundated with ads.
Well, the ads are going.
Because you're doing DVR. They're still there.
They're still there.
Okay.
They're still there. And there's the pesky mistletoe all over the place.
The pesky mistletoe.
People are looking for, they're looking for, engagement rings.
I guess I'm so, you know me, I'm like the opposite of romantic.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, I am that. And I never think about the holidays as a time when I'm going to get something like that from someone who I'm having a relationship with. It just has never occurred to me.
Somebody's going to give you something special at the holidays?
Well, no, that's you're getting stuff at the holidays anyway, but like I've never, you know, when I was dating, I never thought, okay, he's going to pop the question.
It was a big thing in my 20s. There was probably about 6 women that I knew that right after Christmas, we all got together for drinks and it was like,
They all got engaged.
And they're
oh
like,
God.
Why? Look at this.
That didn't happen to me. I guess my friends are just obstinate. And a lot of my friends are gay, which back in the day, you couldn't really do that.
Yeah, so it's like, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
All right.
Good for the breeders.
For the breeders.
Yes.
Okay. But here, this is for anyone. Here are some tips for maintaining or perhaps even regenerating your sex life over the holidays. Number one, set aside some couple time. You don't have to go to every party and get together. Say yes to the invitations that have meaning and no to the ones where your absence may not even be noticed.
Yes, exactly. I'm throwing a holiday party. I tell people, come, don't come. It's fine.
Yeah.
If you're too busy, don't come.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Don't feel guilty if you decide to stay home and cuddle instead of going out to drink eggnog, which you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Yeah, eggnog's disgusting.
It really is.
I really can't.
I like it, though. It's disgusting, but I like it. I'll take a cup.
I drink a cup of a tube. It's like drinking a cup of glue.
Yeah.
Like the consistency of it. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So with some rum in it.
You know what? Let's try to find a recipe where it's not disgusting. That's going to be for my holiday party this year. I'm going to have nog, but I'm going to try to make it good.
Yes.
All right.
Number two, talk about your expectations over the holidays. Maybe your life really is filled with obligations at this time of year. Make an agreement that you're going to connect, really connect once a week with a date. Okay. However casual, such as grabbing a cup of cocoa and taking a walk around the neighborhood to look at the lights.
Okay. They say that, but it's really hard to grab time like that.
Well, then if you're going to spend time doing that, go have sex.
Yeah.
skip the cocoa.
Fuck the cocoa.
And the lights.
Yeah. head to the bedroom, the bathroom, wherever you are. Like
wherever.
Your car.
Yeah.
Right? A hotel and just get it done.
Yeah. Or be part of the neighborhood, like the house that has all the lights and the big scene.
You can just jump into that.
Jump there and do it there.
Wrap yourself with lights. Bring like, your own power supply. Just go for it.
A part of the whole thing.
Yeah. It's a rather explicit display. Yeah, honey, it's just a display. It's just lights.
Are those? They look so real.
Yes.
All right. Three. Give the gift of sex. Sexual pleasure really is a wonderful gift for yourself and your partner.
Yeah. Wrap it in a bow.
Yeah. Make it a point of telling your partner that you want to give them a great lovemaking session as part of their holiday.
Please
gift.
Do not say that. This doesn't say lovemaking. A lovemaking session. Be generous.
Yes. Be a generous lover.
Be a generous lover.
Number four, do things together and make them romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Take a morning off and go shopping together where things are relaxed and you can have fun making purchases. Address cards and put stamps on envelopes together while you listen to your favorite holiday tunes.
Okay.
Why don't you just take the morning off and have sex?
Just have sex. That's what I was going to say. Okay. First of all, going to a store, you buy gifts for children, right? Because you have nieces and nephews. Do you go to stores and buy stuff? Did you order everything online?
Half and half.
Okay. Because even my friend's kids are saying, like, they were like, oh, I want such and such. Like, where? They're like, Amazon. I'll send you the link. I'm like, you're seven.
And they're like,
you're going to send me a link? Yeah, I want you to get it. You know, don't waste your time in the store.
Yeah.
It's here online.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah, go get it.
Number five, as the new year approaches, have a kitchen table talk about what you'd like from your partner next year.
Okay. Wow. That's a bit early.
In the kitchen, too. That's like kind of...
Or, as we would say, have sex in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And say, this is what I'd like next year.
Yeah. Do you want to have sex more often, or do you want better sex?
You get to choose.
You're going to have really good sex.
Like, I want it only, like, once every couple of months, but it has to be amazing.
Yeah. Or just lukewarm.
Yeah, lukewarm on a reg.
Yeah. Do you want to try something new, or go back to the way things were when sex was more pleasurable?
Ooh, wow. This got loaded fast.
Make a resolution to perk up your sex life next year.
Okay. Well, why wait?
God, like New Year's Eve.
Yes. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know.
Good sex doesn't happen all by itself. If you wait for spontaneity.
This vagina ain't going to fuck itself. Is that the kind of thing that they're talking about? Like, really? Good sex doesn't happen on its own.
Yeah, it just doesn't fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here it comes.
If you wait for spontaneity to sweep you away, you could be waiting a long time, especially when life speeds up.
Okay.
That's the thing. It's like finding the time to do
true,
this. It's
true.
Like you need to.
This foot ain't going to rub itself.
Yeah. Get to rubbing a foot.
Yes.
See what happens.
See what happens. Happy holidays. Wow.
Making love is a way to replenish.
I bet term.
Isn't it funny?
It's bitter. It won't die.
It won't. People say
making
it.
Love. Okay.
I feel like it's like...
It's 70s,
it's
no?
It's 70s therapist with,
yeah.
like, kind of wearing a caftan.
Yes.
And it's like all the chunky beaded necklace.
Yes. And maybe
like,
there's...
When you make love.
The same beads are, like, forming a curtain.
Yeah, at the doorway.
In the doorway. There's a shag rug.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And there's a nice bowl for the key party.
Exactly. That's the next thing. It's like, wait, there's other couples here? Yeah. It's the 70s.
Yeah. Slow down, hold hands, and connect with your beloved over the holiday.
Okay.
Well, why not?
That's not bad.
All right.
So, I have something here I found on Monster, which I didn't still know was around. You remember the job site?
Mm-hmm.
It's office holiday party etiquette. So, I haven't been to an office party
oh,
in a long
God.
Time.
Yeah.
And the last time I was at an office party, because I usually quit or every job that I have or the job ends,
mm-hmm.
I don't care how I act.
Mm-hmm.
But this is for people who've got to go to work.
Yes.
The next day.
Yes.
So it says, according to the business etiquette expert they're using for this, her name is Hilke Klinkenberg. She sounds like a party.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's not, I don't know, certain names just have a, you know, a feeling that go mm-hmm. along with them. And this feeling is uptight. So the cardinal rule is to remember that no matter how festive the occasion, it's still about business. Don't fall off the fast track or to success as yeah. if, or risk damaging your professional reputation. But one night of inadvertent blunders, Klinkenberg
says,
offers the following advice. It says, alcohol plus you and your boss can equal Monday morning. I can't believe I said that. So if you choose to drink, do so minimally.
Okay.
All right. It
boo.
Says,
piss.
Boo. Dress appropriately for the occasion. Klinkenberg says, this rule especially applies to women.
Wait a minute.
Who sometimes use company parties to strut their stuff? Really?
Klinkenberg. We should make a movie called Klinkenberg Rules.
Klinkenberg Rules.
And it's all about the sexist.
Yeah. And she's a woman.
Yeah.
Hilke Klinkenberg.
Well, she's internalized sexism already. We can see that.
And the catchphrase will be Klinkenberg! Klinkenberg!
Get Klinkenberg in here.
Get Klinkenberg in there. This is like something for Klinkenberg. It says, leave anything short, tight, or revealing in the closet.
So what are you supposed to wear? A sack?
Yes. A sackcloth.
A sackcloth.
And then like a hemp rope
yeah.
around the waist. But not too tight.
Because that'll show your form.
You know, do a drop waist. You split tails. We don't want to see any of that.
Yeah.
It says, get in the, so it, you're at the company party, and it might be the only time you see the CEO or VPs in person. This is a great opportunity to become visible to your organization's higher-ups. But don't look good. She's mm-hmm. already told you to look like, you know, rub ashes on your face and wear yeah. sackcloth. It says, don't spend the entire evening with your office buddies. Get in the holiday spirit and mingle from people with the other departments. So you haven't talked to anyone in accounting all year.
Yeah.
But it's the holiday party.
So you get your...
All the accountants are hanging out together. They're finally de-stressing, having a good time. Here come you.
And they're
from
like,
sales.
They're like, we don't need your sales.
Yeah.
So you're coming up here with your cheesy grin.
Yeah. Like, hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Who are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, pal.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Gotcha. Yeah. It says, if you've been a star performer in your organization, you may be honored with a toast. So be ready.
Be ready for the toast to you.
Be ready. Get your sackcloth together. Accept the honor gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
No, I accept everything the same way. Now!
Yeah.
Like, but don't drink yourself, or don't drink to yourself, it says.
Don't drink to
so
yourself.
So when they say, like, here's the Katie, you just, you know, nod.
Oh,
or,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
You don't, you know, drink like
you don't
to me.
What? Like, you just stand there like an asshole.
Like, yeah, what do you have, no self-esteem?
You have a drink in your hand, but don't drink it.
I think actually that's good form.
It says, and don't clap when others are applauding. I think I might by accident anyway, because I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention. Like, here's your crown. I'm like, yeah.
Here's to me.
Oh, snap. It says, avoid, so in terms of like being at the party, avoid arriving 20 minutes before the end just to make an appearance. But also, don't party into the wee hours.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't tell you when to arrive or leave. It's just saying when you should not leave or arrive. It says, coworkers and managers will notice both errors in judgment.
Okay.
I like the people who stay till the end of the party. They're the best people in the office.
Yeah.
And then the party continues.
Yeah.
Like at a bar where there could be a real party.
Yeah.
It says, consider diversity. A Christmas party may alienate some staff. Holiday party is more inclusive. I think people have been doing holiday parties now for like over a decade.
Yeah.
I don't know if you need to like Kwanzaa only.
Yeah.
It's a Kwanzaa party.
It's Kwanzaa party. All others, no.
If you're interested in Hanukkah and Christmas, see the door.
Yeah, we all know holiday means everything.
So this is, yeah, how to behave. I just like that she says here, like, especially applies to women who use the company parties to strut their stuff. I don't know of any women who are working in corporate America who are like, girl, I can't wait to get these tits out for the holiday party. I'm looking at getting myself to a C-level office in the corner, B.
Yeah.
I'm getting these ladies out. Fishing them out.
They
putting them
out.
Right in the mashed potatoes.
They are out. Not
they are
display.
Out. Yes. I mean, come
no
on.
No one's going to forget me. Oh, this is my year.
It totally depends on the organization. I've worked at some places where the holiday party, everyone is just like, F it.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. You wear whatever you want, like festive fun.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, heels, like you get dressed up. Some people like go get their hair done. It depends on the place.
The place and where you're going.
Yeah, where you're going.
What the whole thing is about this year.
So here it is. At Klinkenberg says, what would Klinkenberg do?
What would Klinkenberg do?
So this is the holiday party. Time to let loose, right? Wrong. She says.
Klinkenberg's rules.
Klinkenberg rules. All right, what do you have?
I have advice on advice.
All right, advice on advice is a segment where we found advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it with our own advice, hence advice on advice.
All right. Okay, this one is Dear Prudence.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
My sister and I are both adults around 30 years old.
And congratulations.
And are at a loss for how to address a holiday gift situation.
Okay.
For Christmas, we inevitably receive a check for $30 from an aunt and uncle who live in a different town, mm-hmm. who we see for a few hours on Thanksgiving with little other contact during the year. Mm-hmm. Granted, as a kid, I would have been excited as heck to get $30 in the mail. However, while I appreciate the gesture, now it seems rather silly.
Really? I will take that $30.
I will. Exactly.
Katie and I will take that.
We will. Do adults give cash to other adults? My older sister agrees with my sentiment.
Yes.
I also have to go out of my way to send you a thank you card, which I hate doing, although I accept that it's a necessity.
You bitch! You arrogant son of a bitch!
How do you ask someone to stop giving you money?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Assigned, aren't we past this?
This is a tough question. And Katie, to be honest with you, I've grappled with this myself. How do I stop people from giving me money?
Because I have to give a thank you note.
Like,
it's just such a pain.
How do I
have to go out of my way to thank somebody for giving me
for
money?
For cash. Please.
And they barely know me, and they're giving me money. And I'm just like, ugh, I have to give them a thank you?
A thank you note? Okay. You know what? What a problem to have. Let's go. Let's see what
So the advice is, your aunt and uncle may be caught in a bit of a time warp for the sake of their own wallets, should have dropped the check once you two became adults. But they may also feel that they would hurt you if they cut this tie. Little do they know, you curse their generosity because their gift requires you to spend, oh, it must be 3 whole minutes of your life writing, addressing and stamping a thank you note.
Wow.
These sweet people underrate the cost of a lunch at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
So
it's a bottle of wine.
Think how churlish you sound about them. If you know they're experiencing financial difficulties, you could have your parents speak on your behalf and say they shouldn't send money they can't afford to relinquish. If that's not the case, just wait for that inevitable day when those old people are no longer around to write you that inevitable check. And the yearly torment ends.
You know what? Bravo, yeah. Prudence. No advice.
Yeah. No advice on necessary advice.
Nothing to say on that. I cannot believe that someone is complaining about getting a $30 check.
Yeah. Every year from these people.
I just think I would only be concerned if my grandparents were in a financial position that was a burden for them. But it sounds like it's just like, look, maybe they don't even like you that much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You sound like kind of a bitch. Your sister sounds like kind of a bitch, too. Mm-hmm. But they're like, you know what? We'll just keep sending them the $30. Mm-hmm. They send us a thank you note every year. I don't know what these bitches want, mm-hmm. but I know that money is good no matter what. That's a nice gift.
It is a
$30.
Nice gift. And if you feel like they're in that kind of position, then throughout the year, maybe do something else for them.
Yeah.
To give more back to them.
Or go visit them.
Yeah.
You know, instead of putting that 3 precious minutes of your time. Mm-hmm. How about hand deliver the card to them?
Yeah.
Go take it to them. Give them a call. You know, Skype them or something like that. So bizarre.
Yeah.
How do I stop people from giving me money? I never want to know how to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I never want to know how to stop people from giving me a check.
Right. Right.
Oh, so weird. Boo. Boo.
And the reasons because of it. Oh, geez.
I have to write a thank you card?
Because I'm too old for this and I have to write a thank you instead of just like...
Oh, wow. I don't know. I've never understood why people don't like to write thank yous. In any case, so as you are inevitably becoming a host around this time mm-hmm. of the year, mm-hmm. These are 7 worst hosted gifts to receive. So this is thinking about, like, you're going to someone's house. What do you bring them? I always bring booze. Right?
Good.
Okay, so these are the worst gifts that you can give a hostess during the holidays. Number 1, Bath and Body Works soap.
Oh.
I didn't know they were still around.
They are still around, and they are pungent.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, they're intense.
It's an intense olfactory assault.
It is. You go in there, and you're like, wow, everything smells good in here. And then you take it home with you, and you're like, wow, it's intense.
It's really intense.
It's a big smell.
So it says, as much as Bath and Body Works is a popular treat, most likely the hostess has already received something from there from everyone else. Mm-hmm. So they're saying step it up a business, like try other brands, mm-hmm. basically. Soap and Glory, Philosophy, L'Occitane, that kind of thing. And then they'll have they'll get, like, some new items. Mm-hmm. I always think that's nice. You can buy someone expensive soaps.
Yeah.
This is the number two, the worst gift you can give someone as a hostess is a sex book.
Oh. Who's,
like, I don't know.
I'm going to a party. I think you need to get down more.
People are doing, yeah. Happy.
And I think you don't know really how to do it, so.
Happy Kwanzaa is a sex book. As much as you're, and they're saying if the person is single.
Give them a sex book?
They're saying, like, don't give them a sex book. They might find it embarrassing. Getting a sex book as a holiday hostess gift is super inappropriate. It has nothing to do with the occasion. If this was a sexcapade, then sure, throw in a toy while you're at it. But 50 Shades of Grey, Complete Idiot's Guide, Supercharged Kama Sutra, which is a real book, is not a good gift for somebody.
So weird. Why would you even think that was okay? Is there a rash of sex books being given as a hostess?
It must be a problem. This is what I'm saying.
Who's doing this?
I don't know. The next thing is religious items. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the personal beliefs of the host or hostess, getting a religious item seems too close and personal. Religion is a touchy topic, so it's like, you know, no Buddhas, crosses.
What if it's your church group and you're all from the same church?
If it's your church group, yeah, but I think it's also too, like, I mean, I'm not religious at all. But you're giving someone something that they have to, like, show when they're home.
Right, and and you know what? Sometimes the item is blessed. Like, I blessed these rosary beads for you, and I blessed this candle, I blessed this thing. And now you can't get rid of it.
That's what I'm saying. So it's
you're
like
not allowed to throw out a whole
you're
item.
You're giving someone something. Like, the person who was religious, I imagine if you were Buddhist, and someone gave you there are a lot of really beautiful Buddha statues mm-hmm. out there that you give people. There are also a lot of really, ugly ones, too. Same thing with crosses. There's a lot of really beautiful, you know, Christian art. There's mm-hmm. a lot of stuff that's same thing with Judaica. Like, there's some great-looking menorahs. There's some menorahs that you're like, come on, really? So it's just the idea of, like, yeah, say you give someone a Buddha, mm-hmm. and they hate it, mm-hmm. but they can't throw it away.
They can't throw it away.
Same thing they have here, too, paintings. I don't know who's giving art to the hostess, but this is, again, something that they don't feel comfortable throwing away. Mm-hmm. They feel like they have to put it up. This is, it's a horrible nude. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a Picasso nude. They're not into that.
It's very personal. Art is very...
Yeah, art is very personal.
It has to resonate with you emotionally. Mm-hmm.
And then they don't want to be rude by not putting it up. Mm-hmm. And then every time you come over, they have to be like, give us that piece of shit that Bill gave us.
Yeah.
So the next thing is something that looks regifted. I don't know if I've gotten things that have been regifted. But it shouldn't look like, it should be like cross out, like, happy birthday, cross out Katie.
Yeah.
Put Jaquetta.
Yeah.
Like, and then.
Or the protective wrap has been removed. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. Somebody opened this jar of peanuts. Not like your jar of peanuts.
Like, the seal is off the top. Yeah. The part that's like, when you open it, that's gone.
It's gone. It's like, what? Yeah. Nobody does that anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody has a safety seal anymore.
Who needs
We're
it?
All good.
It's just peanuts.
Yeah.
It says here the thoughtless gift. You know, the ones like, that you just look at it and go, oh. And they say here, this can be anything from a bar of soap, candy canes.
I love giving bars of soap. I love soap and I love getting them.
I know. I like that too. I guess it's like crabby, like Dove. I don't know.
Oh,
not that Dove is crappy, but you know what I mean? It's not a gift.
It's not an
Irish Spring.
It's like a milled
Here's
soap.
A 12-pack of Irish Spring. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Cigarettes.
Who's doing that? Unless you're in prison.
I don't know. And even a Starbucks mug.
Yeah, don't give them a Starbucks mug.
Really? These gifts are considered thoughtless. And then the worst thing you could do is nothing. Nothing. I would say to prepare yourself for the holidays, it says this is what you need to give people. Booze.
Yes.
Right? So have, like, actually, Greg and I, during this time of the year, we buy a couple of bottles of things, and then we buy the little Mylar bags, because mm-hmm. you never know. You get invited to something. You want to have, like, a nice bottle you can take with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Booze. 2, party accessories. So, like, this is, like, a cool glasses, a bottle opener, a wine bucket. Mm-hmm. Please bring all those things to my house as a gift.
Yeah.
Anything that's an accessory for a bar, you can do. And you can just pick up a bunch of those. Even mm-hmm. the little... The the fancy, like, toppers mm-hmm. for wine bottles that have, like, something on them, glass or whatever. That's yeah. nice. That's a good gift. Kitchen.
You know what's nice? Like, also a candle snuffer with yeah. your candles.
Things like that that you, yeah. that things that you want, but you yeah. wouldn't necessarily buy for yourself. Right. Or, like, stirrers.
Yeah.
You know, really cool stirrers. Cute kitchen knickknacks. Like, a cool salt and pepper shaker or a weird kitchen accessory. Cutlery. Is that party platters, cookie cutters, porcelain bowls? Like, anything that the host or hostess can use to, like, make the party more festive or right. use for a future party. And they say, lastly, keep it under $30. I think that's legitimate.
It's legit.
You know? So, yeah, just prepare yourself as a way to get through this holiday season. Have little gifts that you mm-hmm. can give people if they're going to your house. Right. Worst case scenario, expensive chocolates. You know, like, something that's edible that you can grab. But cigarettes?
And candles. Because candles can be...
Yeah.
You can be...
But who gets cigarettes? Here's a carton of Pall Malls. Happy Hanukkah. Like, thanks for inviting me over for this lovely spread. Cam one filter.
The other one, you've come a long way, baby.
Yeah, you come a long way, baby.
And that's what you sign in the card.
Yes. No, you just sign the carton. And we put these in the freezer.
Yeah.
What do you have?
All right. I have 50 insider travel trips and tricks. Because when you're, the holidays, you're going to visit yeah. people, going here and going there.
Allegedly, and, yes.
Allegedly. So here's a couple of nuggets, and they're actually...
nuggets?
Yeah.
Of wisdom.
Pack less. I mean, I can't stress it more. Pack less.
Yes. Pack less.
And I'm the worst one with
are you a lot? You overpack?
I overpack.
I've never seen your packing regimen. Greg and I have, over the years, gotten it down to... Sometimes we don't... If it's a week, if it's 4 days or less, sometimes 5 days, we don't even check a bag. We are that good. Ooh. We've gotten it down to the carry-on.
Wow.
My thing is you wear the clunkiest stuff you have.
Yes.
Like, we're going to Las Vegas, I usually wear loafers and flat shoes all the time, but when I'm in Vegas, I like to wear crazy shoes. Mm-hmm. I will wear those.
Yes.
On the plane.
Right, right. You know? You'll do that. Yeah, so do you really need 6 pairs of heels, tea bags, and an iron? It's like, well, yes, but...
I do, but yeah.
Okay, number 2, leave your guidebook at home. Rather than taking the entire copy of Lonely Planet with you, photocopy the images you need.
Yeah.
And then discard it. I don't know. I like the book.
I do, too. But if you are, you can buy, I don't know about Lonely Planet, but Moon Guides, you can just buy the chapters you need.
Yeah.
So you don't need the whole country.
Yeah.
You can just get Panama City, for yes. example, or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
And put it on your tablet.
Yeah. Number 3, never join the security queue with kids in it. Go with the one with the suits.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stay away from the... Because it'll move much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And never wear flip-flops on a plane. I...
Really? Why?
I do all the time.
I wear flip-flops on the plane.
It's the best thing to wear on
you
a
don't
plane.
It's easy when you're getting on, because if you have to take your shoes off. And a lot of airports, you don't have to. But in mm-hmm. some places, they do ask you to take them off. It's like, no problem, dude.
Yeah, you just slip them
flip-flops.
Off. Flip-flops. But they're also very comfortable on the plane.
Yeah. You can put a sock on if you need yeah. to.
Tim Gunn... will say, never wear flip-flops on plane. You're on a plane. You travel. You wear a closed-toed shoe.
Okay.
That's what you should be doing.
Closed-toed.
So I try to do that, but it's really just in the summer, you just need your flip-flops.
Yeah.
But this is why they say not to. The writer says, I used to work for an airline, and we were told never to wear sandals on board an aircraft. In the unlikely event of an emergency, it's best to have a good set of sturdy shoes that will protect your feet from heat and sharp objects.
Oh, my God. I think it's, I don't think these loafers are going to do that, though. You know, yeah. you don't, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
I know.
But I feel like a heat and sharp object could get right through my Nike.
Yeah.
Like, unless I'm wearing steel-toed boots.
But do you think it's like a little candle flame that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Fuel. Yes, it's jet fuel and shards of the plane.
Yeah.
And you think just because I'm wearing a pair of Cole Haans, I'm going to be okay? Yeah. Whereas Katie and her fit flop will not be? We're both losing our feet. Like, that's not the way to survive.
Let's see. The next one is about turbulence. If you're petrified of turbulence during the flight, mm-hmm. try slightly jiggling your body when you hit some rough air.
Mm-mm. Just
shake your body.
I am terrified of flying. Everybody who knows me knows this. People have heard me talk about it on the podcast. Get drunk.
Yeah.
All right. Me jiggling back and forth
is not going to make me. It's not going to do it.
That's going to make me feel like there's more turbulence.
You know what I do sometimes? I'll close my eyes and say I'm on a subway.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Just pretend.
Pretend you're on the subway. And it feels like you're on a subway, and you're just like, I'm on a subway.
I pretend I'm at an open bar. And that works pretty well for me.
Then this one I can't get into because you don't have control over this. Choose your seatmate carefully.
What could you get on the plane and be like,
oh, is your baby next
I have 42B, you're 42A.
Get out.
Nurse.
Yeah. Stay away from babies, groups of friends who will chat, and this women. They say stay away from women. Men tend to need the toilet less often than ladies. I think that's terrible. Sexist.
I mean, I've had so many instances where a dude I've been sitting next to has bugged the shit out of me by having to go to the bathroom like every half an hour. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm going to go that. Yeah. No. Women, no.
Yeah. ditch your friends. Travel by your lonesome may seem daunting at first, but it gives you a chance to really immerse yourself in travel experience.
What? The plane? What travel experience?
Yeah. Well, just go somewhere alone.
Oh, you're talking about the trip. Okay. And I thought they meant itself. Like no. The plane or the train or whatever. Know. Okay. No, I like traveling 11. By myself.
Always travel in a hoodie.
Huh? Unless you're black. unless you're a black guy, then never wear a hoodie ever, apparently, in America. Are they fucking kidding?
Yeah, they say hooded tops make excellent travel garments. Just slip up your hood to retreat from the world of noise and light when you want to sleep on a plane. But
I would say bring... And I usually wear a scarf on the plane. I'm so old school. I wear a silk scarf on my hair because, you know, if I sleep, everything doesn't get crushed and, like, messed up. Mm-hmm. But then I also, if I want to sleep, I pull the scarf down over my eyes.
Ah.
So I do it, you know, like I wear it kerchief style, but I pull it down. It makes a nice shade.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I have a pashmina that I have. So it's around my neck.
Similar thing.
Or it's on my body. It's a blanket. They say bring earplugs.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Bring earplugs.
One. You know what I'd like to do as well? Because you never know what kind of food people are going to pop out because nobody feeds you on a plane anymore.
I know. And some people bring whatever.
Yeah. So I always bring Vicks Vapor Rub.
And put it under your nose?
And put it under my nose.
Yeah, I use...
Like a crime scene. Investigator.
I bring a little tiny vial of like some essential oils. I'm going to just wave that under like smelling salts.
Yeah.
People are offended by it though.
Yeah.
Because they pull out their disgusting salad and I'm like, excuse me. No problem. Right in your face. That's right.
I like a scent that's going to stay there.
The essential oils will. I mean, you could dab like one there. Dab.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just need like a nice whiff, you know. And I like to let other people know that they stink. That's all I'm saying.
Bring a sarong.
Excuse me? What kind of plane is? What's happening on the plane?
Because the sarong is so right.
Okay.
They're
this is like your pashmina.
Yeah, it's like a pashmina. It's multifunctional. You can wear it on the plane. You can use it as if you're cold.
What about only bring a sarong and flip flops? That's your entire. I wonder if you could get away with that when you go through the TSA. I'm like, dude, you don't want to touch this knot. Because if you do, I don't even have the flip flops on right now.
Guess what?
Imagine. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like it.
Yeah.
So I have, what is that here? Holiday advice for families from the Washington Post.
Okay.
So it says, celebrating the holidays with children can be magical. Other times, migraine inducing. So at least they keep it real. So they asked a couple of different experts what to do about handling drama, teaching children gratitude.
Okay.
Figuring out how to explain Santa. They said that when parents have different ideas about gift giving. Now, these are things that I grew up with a single mom, so I didn't have to really navigate, like, two different families doing things. And our family is, our extended family, like, we're all kind of on the same page with everything. I think your family is, too, and there were a lot of you. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really have to talk to our parents and aunts and uncles about, like, gift giving. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, this is, you know, we've already kind of worked this out. But it said the approach, if the parents and families have different ideas about gift giving, they should break it into three phases. Already kids, they're like killing it for children. Mm-hmm. Phase one, create a recipient list and budget.
Ah.
Two, discuss each other's expectations and reasons for giving.
What?
Yeah. And then also number three is negotiating. Like, this sounds horrible already.
Yeah.
Negotiating. So it says, identify ways that you and your partner can combine each other's gifts ideas. For example, can you still buy at the toy store while also purchasing toys and clothing for a local needy family? I wasn't this wealthy growing up. No. We didn't have these problems. We weren't thinking about, like, what gifts can we get for other people that are not in our family?
Yeah.
Like, that was not really a thing.
No, but yeah, but here, yeah, growing up, that was not the
case. That was not the thing.
But now it's like, oh, let's think about other people.
Let's think about other people, and we have the extra money to buy other people stuff as well. We used to do, like, volunteer kind of things, mm-hmm. but, like, we weren't all, you know, it wasn't like, let's figure out how much money we're going to spend giving things mm-hmm. to other people. She suggests involve the children in the conversation, too, so they begin to understand the underlying reasons for giving gifts. The reason that we give gifts at Christmas time is baby Jesus. All right? Like, just tell your kids that. Like, it's trying to turn, you know what I mean? Like, it's like we give gifts at Christmas because that's the tradition that we've developed mm-hmm. about it. It's really divorced from the religious aspect of right. it or from the pagan aspects of, you know, what the holiday could be. Mm-hmm. It's just like, that's what we do. We give each other shit. Because we're a capitalist society. Here's something for you. And here's something that costs about the same for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It says, be sensitive about Santa. Do kids still believe in Santa?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
It's amazing that they do.
I love it when they do.
But they're younger and younger, mm-hmm. right? If your family has children of mixed ages, keep the Santa Claus myth alive for the youngest. So how did you guys do it? Because you guys are around, like, a range of ages, right?
Yeah, kind of. Nobody ever told you that there was no Santa. Oh, spoiler alert.
Everybody. Spoiler alert, there's no Santa Claus. You ruined Christmas.
You ruined it. But you kind of get older and you realize, and then you also realize the younger ones are, you know, you can't ruin it for them. You know that, unless you're just a total sociopath.
And I feel like there are a lot of kids who are nowadays. So I'm wondering how, you know what I mean? Like, how are they keeping it under wraps? Also, too, because a lot of people, when we were growing up, pretty much everyone was Christian or pretended like they mm-hmm. were. But now, if you're a young kid and you have friends from all different faiths, it's like, well, Santa Claus is only really coming to my house.
Yeah.
Because we go to church twice a year. For the rest of you, it's like, because I can't believe that kids of other faiths aren't like, I can't believe like a Hindu kid isn't like just blowing the roof off this one and be like, you know what? No.
Yeah. There is
no Santa Claus.
There is no Santa Claus. I also realized when the neighbors, the kids were horrible human beings. And I was like, I know I'm better than those kids.
And why are they still also getting things?
They're getting bikes. They're getting this. They had such a high grade Christmas gifts. I like
that high grade.
Oh yeah, they were getting this stuff, and they were primo, terrible. Like, and I was just like, because they're wealthier. I get it now.
That was my thing too, growing up. That I was like, I got plenty of gifts because I was an only kid, and also I liked books and things like that. So mm-hmm. I was like more into those kind of things. But yeah, my friends who are really really rich, I'm like, man, how come Santa is not dropping anything off at Doodle's house? He broke his shit. He could use a bike.
Yeah.
Like, why is Chad getting everything?
Yeah.
So it says here that you gotta. To say to your children, I believe in everything good about the holidays, and Santa is a part of that in our house, especially for your little sister. So don't blow it, you shit.
Yeah.
Emphasis my own. Is that for families who celebrate Christmas without Santa, they say don't ask a preschooler to keep the secret that there isn't a Santa.
Yeah.
So it's a true. So this is what I'm saying. The kids of other faiths, because you're asking like your little, you know, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, atheist, whatever, other friend kids to be like, don't kill it for Tommy.
Yeah.
He still believes this fat guy in a suit is coming down his non-chimney.
Yeah.
Like, he's somehow getting into apartment 7E in Tribeca. Don't blow it for him.
That's all he's got.
Yes. We have these other traditions. They've made up a guy in a suit. I don't know.
Yeah.
It says, instead, concentrate on what you do believe in and say, some families believe in Santa, some don't. We really believe in giving back in this house.
Aww.
Once again, we weren't wealthy enough to have this kind of talk when we were kids. We weren't thinking about giving back because we were like, maybe we can get something back.
Yeah. Oh, this was it was like, look, this is the time where I legit get something.
Yeah, this is what I'm actually going to get
something.
Yeah,
I don't get anything during the year.
Hell no, I'm going to be giving it to someone else who I'm theorizing about.
Yeah, I know.
It says, so really, we believe in giving back in this house. Can you help me make a list of people we can help this holiday? Yeah. You will notice there was no refutation in that sentence. Just boredom. Mm-hmm. Emphasis my own. You simply want to highlight what the family values are. Mm-hmm. So they say, keep family drama down. Oh, no, sorry, not family drama. So they're talking about how to address the fact that, you know, this year is Chrismica. Mm-hmm. So Christmas and Hanukkah are the same time. It's the perfect storm.
Yes.
With Kwanzaa, Christmas, and Hanukkah. And it says, at this time, parents can talk with their kids about common religious principles mm-hmm. or themes. No. When we were kids and we found out that our friends had different beliefs, like even just Catholic, we were like, hey, man, what's the differences?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we didn't care. It wasn't like a mean thing. I was like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, it was just interesting. Yeah. It's like, oh.
You guys are having communion on the regular. We have it once a month. Yeah. What else is different?
Right, right. It's just compare and contrast. Yeah. And it didn't mean anything.
I mean, I have my own.
It was interesting.
It was interesting.
Because you think, oh, I'm outside of my family. Other people do things and you're exploring the world.
Yeah. So, but they're sitting here like, talk about how things are the same. Okay, whatever. But it says, they talk about with sharing custody, stick to a schedule, what a nightmare. Keeping the drama down, like planning, talking about logistics early as possible. I think a really good, I don't have kids and I'm happy about that because I don't think I could navigate any, I'd be like, there's no Santa Claus. And guess what else there's not?
Yeah.
We get the holiday seasons. So yeah, it's like, so basically they're just trying to, you know, make sure that people can let their kids know to keep shtum about the reality mm-hmm. of Santa Claus and the holidays and also religious differences. So that's how you navigate all of that.
Oh, man.
Good luck, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. Fun. All right, what do you have?
I can say how to survive the holiday with family. Seven Oof. Ways to have less fear and more cheer.
Five of those seven ways are go to Vegas.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, so you don't have to guess who's coming to dinner. You know the cast of characters.
Excuse me?
Well.
Isn't that a, with Sidney Poitier, isn't that a film about a black guy who's coming home?
Yeah. You have the uncle who embarrassed you when you were 5, 10, and 20, okay. and counting. The sister who has always had better clothes than you and always will. The brother-in-law mm-hmm. who can't understand why you want to work for a nonprofit. And the aunt who says, are you still single? And makes a face like yeah. she's eating something bad.
Dude, if you're going to that dinner, that's on you.
Yeah, it's a party. It's a zoo. It's your relatives. You go in with an it's open heart.
It sounds like the beginning of a Talking Heads song. It's a party. It's a zoo. It's your relatives. Yeah.
You go in with an open heart and they do surgery.
Yes. Wow. Is will the article start?
Yeah. So so how you emerge from these happy occasions demoralized in a hot red fury and plot your revenge. Schedule an extra appointment with your shrink and talk about your family the whole way home.
Mm-hmm.
You're incredulous. They got you again. Again.
Well, you showed up.
Yeah. And so what exactly are you incredulous about? People are being themselves exactly as they have always been year
yeah.
after year.
This is my thing. It's like, for years in my life, I didn't come home for the holidays. And they're like, why didn't you come home? I'm like, because you guys are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to waste my precious free time with this.
Right. Right.
And then they were like, okay, next year we won't ask you why you didn't come. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah. So it's, why is it so hard to live with the way people are? Because we can't accept it. Because we want them to be different.
Yeah. And they're assholes.
Surprise. They're still the same.
So it's like.
So,
surprise, your uncle's still a drunk.
Yeah. So this year, do yourself a favor. If you want to thrive and not lose your mind during the holidays.
Thrive? You just want to survive.
Yeah.
This is not how to thrive the holidays. It's how to survive
yeah.
them.
Give yourself a gift. Expect what's most likely to happen. And if you're wrong and things go great, all the better. But if not, no harm, no foul. No nervous breakdown.
Really? I've been living my entire life this way and people have told me it's wrong. Like, expect the worst. And then if it doesn't happen, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you don't actually need people to change, really, your life will go on whether they change or if they don't.
Okay.
Who they are is not your problem.
Unless you spend time with them.
Yeah.
Then it is your problem.
Yeah.
Why aren't they saying don't go?
Remember that people probably aren't trying to drive you crazy or be hurtful. They're just being themselves.
They're just assholes. They can't help it.
Yeah. So here's some more ideas for keeping yourself safe and sane during family gatherings.
Okay. Safe?
Yeah. Be in the moving part in your mind.
Huh?
Be the moving part in your mind.
Okay.
Like, what is that?
Be the moving part in your mind. Okay.
If we can't change other people, if they're just plain unwilling to budge, then we can make the move and adjust and adapt what we expect of them. So if you can't change others, change yourself.
Are you saying I'm starting with the man in the mirror?
Yes.
Okay. Why didn't they just say that? I'm asking him to change his ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Start with yourself.
Yeah.
The more something bothers you, the more you focus on it. Like if people, like chewing sounds or popping jaws, the more you notice it and decide it's noxious, the less you're able to wrestle your attention from it.
Mm-hmm.
So decide it's not noxious.
Like I can't. Fine. I want to and I can't.
If you can't, then get up and sit somewhere else.
That's what I do. And that other place is in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Is at the Mirage.
It says, don't personalize it. Yes, some people are out to get us, but often, even in their mission.
Oh, yes. Yeah, some people are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Destroy your life.
Their mission comes from issues that long precede us and are like a movie being projected onto your screen. So it has nothing to do with you.
It's them. It's not me. It's you. Is what you're saying with this one.
Yeah, people usually are not even setting out to drive us crazy. Usually the people that drive us batty are just doing the best they can. Stumbling carelessly, mindlessly, or maybe even because they're trying to help or think they're doing a great service.
Oh, jeez. This is a lot of apologies for these horrible people.
Think of it as business, not pleasure.
Huh?
Deciding that this
I'm going to show up in a suit.
Yeah.
With an agenda. Gentlemen.
This meeting has come to order.
Yes.
Something to have your niece take the minutes.
Exactly.
Decide that this
is Johnson here. I requested that Johnson.
Where's Johnson? Decide this gathering may not be the warm fuzzy of your holiday season. It may be the more work portion of the holiday, and plan some other activity you know will be more satisfying, like a play.
Wow, it's that bad that you need to go. You know, I'm heading out of here to go see some Ibsen.
Yeah,
I need some chuckles and to relax.
I think I don't need this to be the best night of my life. I could get my needs met elsewhere.
Wow, yeah. And you should say that to your family when you come in.
Yeah,
I don't need this to be the best night of my life. I'm actually getting my needs met after this in a bar, a couple blocks from here.
Have compassion. You can pretend you get along, or lament that you don't, or play the blame game roulette. It's your fault, it's their fault, or just let it be. Instead of wishing the person ill, imagine reasons why someone might act the way that's frustrating to others.
Wow. These are people who haven't met your family, or my family, or their family, or whoever's family they're talking about, you know?
Put yourself in their shoes.
No, I will not put myself in their shoes.
Maybe it's hard for them to be living this way. Maybe there are good reasons. Maybe that person doesn't want to be the bad guy.
Wow.
Maybe they're doing the best they can.
Maybe they're who is this person?
I don't know what's going on.
This person's
here.
A foot rug who wrote this.
Yeah. Give rather than receive.
Huh?
If you knowingly go in and know that you're likely not to get your emotional needs met from this crowd, consider doing in 180.
This crowd. It's a tough crowd.
Maybe this is your moment to be generous and bring the cheer and spread it around.
Huh? Oh, I'm going to spread something around, all right. It's not going to be cheer. A lot of backpiling. I would say don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go. I mean, that's what I say for everything, though. And I know it's not always a possibility for people. But there are so many reasons why you may not be able to attend this function that you're expected to go to. You could be ill.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic could be an issue. Like, come up with something. Right?
Yeah.
Come up with something.
Something, just don't go.
Yeah, because sometimes the best way to thrive and to survive is to skip.
Yes.
So we wish everybody out there a happy and healthy holiday season.
And you're going to keep it together and you're going to do great.
Yeah, and we'll see you after it's all over.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.